The War's Toll, for the 7 days through the 5th of December 2006. I'll be reading the names of the U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past week in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also the numbers of some Iraqi civilians, the names of The War's Toll, for the 7 days through the 5th of December 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the last 7 days in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'll also read the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians are reported killed March 25, 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, December 6, 2006, 3,166 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,919 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 22,057 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 46,137 have suffered non-mortal casualties. This is according to iCasualties.org. We have no numbers for soldiers of other nationalities who have been wounded in the war in Iraq. 376 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. This means that in the past week, then, 34 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 515 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that number, 358 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 962 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. They also report that 5,729 U.S. soldiers have suffered non-mortal wounds. We also have no information about soldiers of other nationalities who have been wounded in Afghanistan. In the past week, then, four U.S. and coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 116 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 396, and in December of 2006, at least 113. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 55,048. However, the John Hopkins study that was released several weeks ago estimated the Iraqi civilian death count since the invasion at 655,000. This, of course, would mean that the number of Iraqi civilians wounded since the invasion would be in the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million. In the past week, then, at least 431 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in November of 2006 to at least 1,864, and so far in December at 330. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, is at $348.1 billion and counting. If you are a taxpayer in Louisiana, hard hit by Katrina, your tax bill stands and is counting at $2.7 billion. I will now first read the names of some Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians are reported killed on March 25th of 2003. Jafar Redha Abed Ali, 24-year-old man. Jalal Mahdi Alekh, 40-year-old man. Jamil Tabi Jaber, 65-year-old man. Jabari Tham Sabar, 63-year-old man. Khadem Rasan Ateya, 39-year-old man. Kalb Rasan Akbet Alobade, 27-year-old man. Karim Murthir Khade, 40-year-old man. Kathem Abid Hassan Kathem, 30-year-old man. Kathem Glel Dirgal, 24-year-old man. Kathem Jouad Munfe, 25-year-old man. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 26th of November, Benjamin D. Keating, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Shapley, Maine. On the 28th of November, Michael A. Schenck, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Bonham, Texas. Also on the 28th of November, Jeffrey G. Roberson, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Phelan, California. On the 30th of November, Chris Kleinwachter, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Wahpeton, North Dakota. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 26th of November, Jeanette T. Dunn, 44 years old, U.S. Army, Bronx, New York. On the 27th of November, Troy L. Gilbert, 34 years old, U.S. Air Force, Litchfield Park, Arizona. On the 28th of November, Chris Mason, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Mobile, Alabama. Also on the 28th of November, Jonrick Loney, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Hartsell, Alabama. On the 29th of November, Theodore M. West, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Richmond, Kentucky. On the 30th of November, Jeremy W. Mulhare, 35 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown or state given. Also on the 30th of November, John L. Hartman, Jr., 39 years old, U.S. Army, Tampa, Florida. On the 2nd of December, Brian T. McDonough, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Maplewood, Minnesota. Also on the 2nd of December, Corey J. Reistad, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. Also on the 2nd of December, Jesse D. Tillery, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Vesper, Wisconsin. On the 3rd of December, Troy D. Cooper, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Amarillo, Texas. Also on the 3rd of December, Kermit O. Evans, 31 years old, U.S. Air Force, Hollandale, Mississippi. Also on the 3rd of December, Train McLeod, U.S. Marine, Elizabethton, Tennessee. On the 4th of December, Dustin M. Adkins, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Finger, Tennessee. Also on the 4th of December, Ross A. McGinnis, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Knox, Pennsylvania. also on the 4th of December. Nick Turcott, 23 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Maple Grove, Minnesota. And also on the 4th of December, Marco Miller, 36 years old, U.S. Army, Warren, Ohio. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days through the 5th of December, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin of the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, their relatives, their neighbors in all countries.